Today, the church begins to put before us the gospel according to Mark. And more or less, for the next 51 Sundays, bit by bit, you and I will be invited to reflect upon that gospel text. The gospel according to Mark is the shortest of all four gospels. It is also probably the earliest written of the four gospels. It is written to a non-Jewish audience, to a Gentile audience. It has the least expanded descriptions. It's very bold, very direct, very clear. It might be a good exercise through this year to take the opportunity 4 or 5 or 6 or 8 times throughout the year just to sit down with the gospel according to Mark and to read it from beginning to end as you would read a short story. What you will experience is the breadth of the story and the connections that are present within that story. An experience that doesn't come easily when we hear just bits and pieces week by week. The texts of the Gospels are not simple documents. They're complex. The author of those texts is a serious author. You and I know very well that an author who writes a novel or writes poetry or writes biography, that's an excruciating task. And that very often an author will produce only a few hundred words in the course of a day. And that every word is chosen carefully and every image is honed, so that the precise information or picture is created. Well, that's no less true of the authors of those Gospels. I would suggest as a rule of thumb, it's a good rule of thumb for a reader. A reader ought to always presume that the author is at least as intelligent as he or she is. And to give that to the author, and then to come to the text, and to recognize that we're being offered a gift. We're being offered a great gift. Now, the passage that is put before us today is from the end of the 13th chapter of St. Mark's Gospel, and immediately following the beginning of the 14th chapter is the beginning of the story of the passion, death, and resurrection of the Lord. So this is the last piece in Mark's gospel before the passion begins. It's the end of Jesus' public life, the final words he has to say. And those words have to do with his disciples, those who follow him, to be aware of the kingdom of God breaking in their lives. The kingdom of God is not an event. The kingdom of God is a process. The process by which all of reality is brought into harmony and right relationship with God. That process is complete only at the end of time. But that process is ongoing. And Jesus himself is the ultimate witness and testimony to the kingdom of God bursting forth, the kingdom of God revealed. So Jesus says, stay awake, be attentive to the signs of the kingdom's availability. And this could happen late in the day, It could happen at the darkest point of night. It could happen at cock crow. It could happen at the moment of dawn. Jews marked the night with three events. Romans marked the night with four events. Mark is using Roman time as he writes to his audience. You know, if you don't have watches and you don't have alarm clocks and you don't have timepieces, you can figure out a way of marking time during the day. You can figure out a way of watching the movement of the sun through the sky. You can use a sundial or other kinds of ways to keep time. But what do you do at night? What do you do when there is no sun? How do you mark the time at night? Well, you can tell when dusk occurs. Once the sun has gone down, and that last light is seen on the horizon. And you can tell the depth of night when there is no hint of light anywhere. And you can tell cock crow early in the morning. And you can tell dawn when that first glimmer of light appears over the horizon. Now, in the following chapters of St. Mark's Gospel, those four points of night are going to be very important, because they're the four points of night that describe the succession of events in the Passion of the Lord. So later on, Mark will say, at dusk, at the end of the day, Jesus gathers with his disciples, and at a table, he keeps the evening meal with them, the Passover. Then later on, he will say, in the very darkest of the night, Jesus is found in the Garden of Gethsemane, where the agony takes place, where he is arrested, and where he is hauled before the tribunal. And then later on in the story, Mark will say, it is at cock crow that Peter loses courage and denies him three times. And finally, Mark will say, it is in the dawn light that Jesus is brought before Pilate with false accusation, and judgment is placed upon him. So what is Mark really saying to his hearers, to that first generation Christian community? He's saying, be attentive, because the kingdom of God is available to you. When is it available? How is it available? Well, first of all, it's available at the table of the Lord. It's available in the Eucharist. It's available in the supper of the Lord. The kingdom of God is available to you and me when we gather here. For the scriptures are opened and the Spirit of God touches our hearts. And the presence of Jesus is among us. in the gift of the Eucharist. So the kingdom is available at the supper of the Lord. Mark says the kingdom is available where you find agony. Where you find men and women stripped bare. Where you find the hungry and the homeless and the naked and the prisoner. Where you find people on the edge. The kingdom of God opens up there for you. The opportunity is to see the face of Jesus. Then Mark says, in those times when you're called to be courageous, in those times when you're called to stand, in those times when you face criticism, in those times when you fear, the kingdom of God opens up for you if you do not run and hide. And lastly, Mark says, in the face of unjust judgment, in the face of time-saving decisions, in the face of shoving aside what is true, and your willingness to not accept that, your willingness to resist that, your willingness to oppose false judgment, the kingdom of God is available to you. So as we begin this Advent season, what Mark says to us through the words of Jesus is stay awake, be attentive. Opportunities are available in which God's presence, God's reconciling, life-giving presence, is available to each and every one of us. Jesus concludes the 13th chapter by saying, I say to you what I say to everyone else. Stay awake.